Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. Did you know there's a difference between fear of the Lord and fear of superstition? The best efforts of the Israelites in 1 Samuel chapter 4 were fueled by superstitious thoughts, and those only incited a great resolve in their enemy rather than making their enemy turn back in fear. The people of God were superstitious instead of faithful, and their superstitions were no match for the resolve of their enemy. Listen to what it says in 1 Samuel 4, verse 10. So the Philistines fought, and Israel was defeated, and they fled, every man to his home. And there was a very great slaughter, for 30,000 foot soldiers of Israel fell. And the ark of God was captured, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, died. When victory was expected, utter defeat was the result. Well, why is that? In chapter 4, the elders of Israel and the sons of Eli walked toward the Philistines as if they were covered by God's strength. And yet every step they took was one of sinful rebellion against a holy God. They had convinced themselves that they were attacking the adversaries of the Lord, but their sinful lifestyles had blinded them to the fact that they had become the adversaries. And in a very unexpected way, God broke the house of Eli into pieces. The thunder from heaven will literally knock Eli off his rocker and break his neck. You know, we often see everyone else as the adversaries of God and never ourselves, really. Oh, we know that we may have some minor flaws and imperfections, but surely God is impressed and ready to bless our church attendance, our fish stickers, our getting by on coffee and Jesus t-shirts, our 100-day streaks of devotionals. Are not those enough to provide the divine protection and victory we need? You know, when we read this story, we shake our heads at the worthless sons of Eli and comment that we would never treat God like that. And yet, so many times we do treat him as a superstition. As you pray and humbly bring yourself before the Lord today, please remember Michael Barton and his family, our missionaries in Canada. And also remember the Kron Western Life Word broadcast that's heard throughout the Ivory Coast and Liberia.